Hey, welcome to Wolf's Watch. I'm Wolf, and today we are continuing to watch your best opportunity for growing your business in 2023. And no, it's not technology. Technology is important. It's how you use it that makes the difference with technology. It's not the best opportunity that you'll have this year to grow your business. And yes, that's a bold statement. However, why I say that, you have a great opportunity to grow your business this year by working on, focusing on customer engagement, customer experience. What are you doing with your customer experience to make sure that your customers love doing business with you? Whether you have a retail store, make it a place that they love coming in, the experience they have makes them want to stop in just to see what's going on. Just think about that. Starbucks built their massive empire based on being quote unquote the third place. Or in other words, they became the place that people wanted to come and hang out, wanted to talk to other people, wanted to spend some time reading, working, the third place. You got home, work, and that third place, Starbucks. Wonderful place to hang out. How can you create that for your business? How can you create true customer loyalty? And I heard somebody say something earlier today that was perfect. Customer loyalty cards, they're a great program. That's not customer loyalty, though. They're coming back to you on the customer loyalty card based on what you're paying them to come in. So if someone else offers a better deal, guess what? They're off and down the road there. But why do some brands have fanatic followings, right? Tesla automobiles, as in early on, they had a small following of people that really wanted those cars. They were proud of those cars. It meant something. They were part of something beyond just buying an electric car. Yeah, they made a good car, right? This doesn't mean that you can take sloppy service, sloppy products, sloppy food if you're a restaurant, you know, poor quality food, and make more customer engagement around that. That's not what I'm saying. We'll talk more about that in future episodes. Right now, the number one thing, though, is to look at the people that are doing business with you. Why are they doing that? How can you make it so that they want to come back, so they enjoy working for your team? Now, you need to make, here's another question. How can you make it so that your team enjoys working for you? You know, that's a team building and a recruiting question, right? For another time. Hold that thought. Let's come back to this big opportunity you have. A lot of businesses are going to be hunkering down. They are going to be pulling back. They are outsourcing customer service. Have you talked to a major corporations? And I won't pick on any individuals, but have you, any major corporation that is a service provider to you in some way, have you needed to contact their customer service recently? What was the experience? And it's not the people, right? You can hear in their voice, they're struggling to provide excellent service. They're just in a system that will not allow it, because systems will defeat good people every single time. Bad systems will defeat good people every single time. Good systems support them, help pull out their best, make it possible for them to deliver the best, and enables them to deliver the best service. So what are you doing? Here's an example that I want to share with you. So we got this. So this is just to say, hey, look, right now the big talk is about technology. That's not it. It's important. It is not sufficient in and of itself. And if you focus on customer experience, if you focus on customer experience like this company did, and this is a restaurant that my wife and I started ordering from during the great lockdown. And I mentioned this on a recent Wolf's Watch. I'm going to talk about this, and I actually have the receipts. Well, here's the receipt that I got from them. Look at what they did. I called in the order, and their English is not their first language, right? English is barely my first language. So placing the order, they weren't sure who I was. They asked, you know, who's the order for? And I go, Wolf. And then it's same, you know, this way I tell them, Wolf, calling in. And it was actually the owner taking the order. And we've talked, we've met, we know, you know, we've been in there off and on, you know, we're not there every week, but we're on pretty steady, pretty regular. one of the staff that worked there goes, oh, I know who that is. It's not Willie. It's Wolf. And he drew a wolf on it. And it was the funniest thing. We were talking about that. And when I came in, they had the food ready and everything. And the owner was laughing. And he goes, you're not going to believe what happened. He told the story. The staffer that had drawn the picture told me about it. I go, look, let me have that. Here's what I want to do. I want to promo you on our podcast, because this is the kind of stuff that just endears a company that I do business with to me. They know me. We have fun when we talk, right? It's not just high. It's not just a transaction. It's like, hey, how you doing? If it's really busy, I don't stand around and talk with them. Of course not. Don't get in the way. I'm getting in the way of track of cash flow, of getting sales done, of other customers getting what they need. So it's food pickup, right? But it just happened that it was the only one there. So we had a moment to talk, and they presented this to me, and they were a little hesitant again. I go, look, here's why I want to have that. I go, I totally appreciate this. I thought it was fun. I appreciated that they knew who my wife and I are. They drew the wolf, and they were embarrassed because they're going, it doesn't really look like a wolf. I don't care. You exemplify the kind of companies that it's great to do business with, because you know your customers. And you keep your order straight too. So, because I've been to other places where they're going, oh, I actually had one where they're going, oh, we just gave that order to the other customer. That's why I use Wolf. You know, it's fun to go by Wolf. Everybody knows me as Wolf, but instead of using a first name, which can get confused, Wolf's pretty unique. There's not too many people placing orders and going, yeah, you know, reservation for Wolf, order for Wolf. And for them to take that and run with it and have fun with it, just makes it more, you know, just solidifies our desire to, you know, if we're going to order out, to say, hey, you know what, let's go to so-and-so, stop by, let's call. And here's the company, by the way, TNT Aloha Cafe. So Hawaiian food, right? Oh, they have the best, moco. I'm going to get it wrong, so I'm not going to say that. We just love their food. It is the best. And it's the only place we go for what we order from them. And, you know, we'll do things like, oh, hey, you know what? Let's go to TNT. We'll grab something to eat. We'll take it to the park. You know, if we're having a date night in watching a movie, hey, let's go to TNT and grab that. And it's one of just a couple of restaurants that we go to because, you know, like you, we're being, you know, careful with our spending. We're not eating out all the time. It's nice to have a special date night though. So guys, there's a tip. Keep dating your wife. You know that, but just as a reminder, keep dating your wife. She'll thank you for it and make her giggle. So I just want to point this out. It's a simple thing that makes this restaurant stand out from all other restaurants. There's another restaurant that I like to go to that the staff there has gotten to know us, and the reason for sit-in dining, that it's my go-to place, same reason. It's fun. The staff is, the food's good, service is good, but we enjoy talking with the people. We've gotten to know them, right? It's gone beyond just going on, oh, yeah, it's a nice restaurant. We go there. They make an effort to talk with us. But as a, you know, as a guest at the restaurant, I make an effort to talk with them too. So think about that. What experience do you have with other businesses that you don't like? Are you doing that in your business? What do you see in other businesses that you do like? And are you doing that in your business? Because customer experience is going to win over the next couple of years. Excuse me. As other companies outsource, and you may be doing that too, and it's not that outsourcing doesn't work. What does not work is outsourcing a process that doesn't engage customers. You need to get it right first. You need to have a repeatable, teachable process first for creating customer engagement. You need to know how to coach yourself, how to get mentored yourself in order to deliver customer experience and create customer engagement at a level that your customers aren't going anywhere else as long as you're in business. That's your goal, right? Now, maybe you won't ever get there. If you are striving for it, you will just absolutely walk past your competition, and your customers will bring you new opportunities to expand what you're doing for them, because they'll be talking with you way more and you'll learn a whole heck of a lot. There's a bonus tip. The more you talk with your customers, the more you're going to learn about things that they want that you could do for them. bonus tip is if you can't do it, find someone who can. They'll love you for it. So think about that. You know, what are you doing for customer engagement? Or do you have something like this? What's your equivalent of the funky wolf's head on the ticket like that? You know, it's just, we had so much fun with that. And it's a simple thing. Here's another consideration. Do you ever write handwritten letters, thank you letters specifically to people? Here's why I say that. I once, I met someone at a conference and they spent time talking with me over dinner. And actually it was one of those things where it's dinner break at a conference and restaurant was slammed in travel partner that I was at the event with, or actually was helping somebody run their sales booth at this particular conference. We asked these two gentlemen if we could sit down and talk with them or sit down at their table because we were going to have to wait like an hour and a half and everybody had to be back. And like, oh yeah, sure. And they recognize us from the conference. And we're sitting there talking. Well, I fired off a thank you letter because we had a really interesting business conversation at dinner. And I did a follow-up phone call after sending the letter with the CEO of this company. So it was a CEO and one of his business partners that we were talking with at dinner, put me on the phone and goes, here's somebody who wants to talk with you. And it was one of the investors from the Shark Tank series. Unbeknownst to me, this guy's company was one of the companies that had been on Shark Tank and one of the sharks had invested in. Now, I'm not going to name drop. So track with me on this. Here is the whole point to this story and this tip. I got 5 minutes on the phone with one of the sharks from Shark Tank because I sent somebody a thank you letter for a conversation that we had over dinner because I learned something from them. It was just like, yeah, whoa, I got this great insight. So fired off a thank you letter. Had an interesting conversation with this person who was from the team on Shark Tank. Now, 5 minutes may not sound like a long time, but when you're talking with someone that's a high performer like that, 5 minutes is a lot. Trust me. Trust me. Fire hose effect. We had a quick and impactful conversation and moved on. Went back to the conversation I was having with the CEO of this company. So it's those kinds of things. Now think about that. If that gets that kind of response, and here's what the shark from Shark Tank told me. I wanted to talk with you because nobody sends handwritten thank you cards anymore and just wanted to find out who did that. And we had a fun chat around that. And we're not looking for investments, not pitching for investments. You know, so it was a different kind of conversation. It wasn't a Shark Tank conversation. But at the same time, as I go, bam, hey, you know what? Can I ask you a question? I go, well, ask and we'll see. And I pitched not my business, but asking for some insight from that person that was still related to what the business that he had, narrows down who was on Shark Tank, had invested in. And we had a good conversation around that. So it was something that here's another example. I was at an event where a Hollywood A-list actor was the main speaker and had an opportunity to talk with this person for a couple minutes off to the side, and people were literally walking by throwing scripts, right? Cause we're both sitting down talking and people are literally walking by throwing scripts in this actor's lap and going, could you please read my script? You know, yada, yada, yada. I was like, oh, yeah, sure. Handed it off to an assistant and I can guarantee you those scripts never got read. Is that the kind of experience that your customers have? You know, the food gets thrown on the table. Someone comes in to your office and whoever it is that is the first person that they talk to is looking down on their phone like this, going, yeah, what can I do for you? Or what do you want? Or even worse, it's like, yeah, what do you want? Is that what's going on? Or do they get an enthusiastic greeting? So think about that. Customer engagement is the key. Technology there is to enable you to do more impactful customer engagement, not to replace the people. So this is something we're going to talk about in the very, very near future on Wolf's Watch. How does how does technology tie into that? And what are some of the huge mistakes that companies make that work against their implementation of the technology? Ken Blanchard companies say 70% of all conversions to new processes, major changes within a company and how they do things, particularly software installations. We've seen this since the 1990s. It was 2/3. Then Ken Blanchard companies has shown that actually that was being conservative. It's 70% of change projects fail in business world in America. So they're going to give you some of the keys on how to avoid that as well and how to get the technology to support having an awesome customer engagement. That's a lot. Thanks for sticking with me. That's all I got for you for today. Thanks for being part of the conversation. Thanks for being part of Wolf's Watch. And I look forward to seeing you on the trail.